to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As we await my next guest, I don't know if he's on the line. Oh, he's on the line. All right. Good morning, Mr. Joel McNally. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Earl Ingram. I'm doing great.
Listen, I'm so an award-winning journalist. And for those of you who don't know and are hearing, you know, Joel McNally for the first time, Joel and I, you know, go back a long way. And
co-conspirators,
Joel,
I'd say.
Joel is the kind of guy, he's in sunny Virginia. And is it sunny? Is it safe to say?
It's sunny. It's sunny. It's a low 60 or something right now. But
a low 60?
Yeah,
yeah, but we're sitting on somewhere around with the wind chill zero. So you and your wife made the right choice, huh?
I do remember. Yes, I you know, what is it? It's the start of March. I remember it going into April, May, June, July, all that.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I remember you and your lovely wife saying why you got out of here, because you love Milwaukee, you know.
Well, we certainly do, as a matter of fact, and I keep in close touch and continue to write about politics. In fact, I want to let you know, I got some friends around there. I'm actually not going to be in town, but I'll give a speech on Sunday morning at the First Unitarian Church on the east side of Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a great place. Go ahead.
No, I think it happens around noon. They have a forum that's in between a couple services, but I need to double check that. But I'll be in there by Zoom, of course. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Well, that's great, Joel, and certainly, wherever you're speaking, I want to be there because of the vast knowledge that you have in many different areas. But, you know, I wanted you on, especially now, for many different reasons, Joe. And you have always been the cockeyed optimist. And, you know, you're the guy who believes things aren't as bad as they seem, and they're gonna work out, and the Republicans aren't as bad because they're not all bad. You know, some of them have lost their way. You know, and I would say, generally say, and use the verbiage all, and you would always correct me and say, no, they're good Republicans. I know some good Republicans, but that number is dwindling.
Can I clarify that a minute? Can I clarify that a minute?
Yes, sir.
You know, it actually, and I still think it is so that many Republicans today know exactly what is wrong and what is going on in their party. But it doesn't matter. It's sort of like the definition of racism in the Republican Party. People used to say to me, you know, what are you saying that all Republicans are racist? And I would say, no, they're not. But I'll tell you this, they will not challenge the racist in their party. And then when they elected a president of the United States who ran as an open racist, they would not challenge him. So what difference does it make whether they're racist or not if they either are racist or they accommodate racists and they refuse to challenge the racist among them? And so I still believe that there are Republicans today who know that their party is in the grips of an un-American, fascist, racist force. But they aren't doing anything about it, so what difference does it make whether they know that or not? If they know it and don't do anything about it, they're just as bad as as the people that with the guns and the ones that attacked the Capitol and injured 140 police officers, many of them permanently with brain damage from being beaten with hockey sticks and baseball bats and
flags.
And flags, flagpoles with American flags attached. That is sick. And if you don't do anything about that, you are part of that.
You know, Joe, Donald Trump on yesterday sang the praises of Vladimir Putin and basically called him a genius.
All the time, of course.
But Joe, right in the middle of an invasion of a nation, you would think that he would be so ostracized. And even if you like him, you would not dare open your mouth in the middle of what everybody knows is a dastardly deal. But he says this openly in the middle of this invasion, and you don't hear Republicans, as you just got through saying, calling him out.
Exactly. And you know exactly why, too. Because a whole lot of Republicans, that the Republicans don't get any thinking for themselves anymore. They either get it directly from Donald Trump, or they get it from Fox News, which is spreading the same. They're doing the same thing. You can tune into Tucker Carlson and hear him say, what are we doing opposing Vladimir Putin, crossing borders to destroy democracy in Europe, when we let all those Mexicans come across the southern border of our country? So I really can't see any reason why we should oppose, Vladimir Putin starting World War III. And I really have to say too about this is that where we are right now, we have just watched for weeks now a president of the United States who knows exactly what is going on, who has laid out for the American people exactly what Vladimir Putin is doing when he claimed he was withdrawing troops from the border. The president called him out and said, no, he's not. He's adding more troops to the border, and he's about to invade at any time. And we have to be ready and act when it happens, and we have to continue to act because we cannot not stand with democracies in Europe, or that's the beginning of the end for the democracy here at home. And, of course, it already is because we have elected a president who, as you say, just yesterday has declared which side he's on. And he's still on Vladimir Putin's side, as he was throughout his presidency, because, of course, they helped put him in that presidency.
You know, Joe, here's again a man who can make these statements and is still in the running as we speak for presidency of the United States 2 years from now. And yet he can make statements like this, which should disqualify him for not supporting his own nation. In a crisis like this, this has never happened before.
It certainly is not, and we've never had such an un-American president. I could add a few things to that, of course. Just a month ago, the Republican National Committee declared publicly it is no longer an American political party. It no longer supports American democracy. It described the attack on the Capitol when President Trump sent his supporters into the Capitol to overthrow the presidency of the United States, to prevent a joint session of Congress from confirming that President Biden had won the presidential election and certifying that election. He sent them to attack the members of Congress, the Senate, the senators, they chase senators and congressmen through the halls of the Capitol to murder them. They were yelling to hang Mike Pence, and they had a rope. And they had a
yeah, they intended to do it. They intended to do it. They were going to do it.
And you know what happens with mobs. If they had caught Mike Pence, if they caught Nancy Pelosi, if they caught, talk about another Republican, if they caught Mitt Romney, if they just caught an anonymous Republican congressman, and knowing that he was a member of Congress, they would have torn that person limb from limb, and we all know it. We watch video of those people outside beating police officers, yelling to take their guns away from them and shoot them with those guns. It was sick. It was disgusting. And we now have the current Republican Party of the United States has declared that those were ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse with their elected representatives. Good God!
You know, Joe, it is not humorous. These, and I've said this before, and I will repeat it again. The real danger. We can talk about Vladimir Putin. Oh, and China, but one of the real dangers in this society is inside of our own borders. And this thought that we are hearing from Republicans and who have separated themselves from this nation and makes anybody who is not with them the enemy. And, you know, to be having that kind of dialogue publicly, you know, it's different. You know, Joel, if you're doing that stuff behind closed doors, but they become so emboldened under Trump that they say this outwardly and don't fear any reprisals. And to me, that's at the root of this, Joel. We've got to go to a break. My good friend Joe McNally is on the line. I'm so glad he's here. Joe, you got a lot to talk about. I'm thankful sure that you agreed to appear with me. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.